Israel is working on a better missile to counter the threat of an Iranian launch. But Israel lives in a crowded neighborhood, so the plan is to test the interceptor in Kodiak. That's the word from Admiral James Searing, head of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency. Searing told a U.S. House committee today that the U.S. is Israel's partner in developing that country's missile defense system, particularly Israel's Arrow 3 missile.
It has significant range constraints within the Mediterranean. And one of the better places to test is in Alaska from Kodiak, and we plan to do that next year.
Craig Campbell, CEO of the state-owned Alaska Aerospace Corporation, says the deal isn't final yet.
The Missile Defense Agency, MDA, has approached us about doing the Israeli program out of Kodiak, and we are in the process of negotiating that contract with them today.
The work would be a component of the $80 million contract MDA and the Alaska Aerospace Corporation announced a year ago. Also, under that umbrella contract, Campbell says MDA plans to launch missiles from the Kodiak Island facility sometime in the next few weeks or months.
The test we have for THAAD, that's the Terminal High Altitude Air Defense Program, that's going to be a series of tests coming up this summer. The dates are classified. But prior to the launches, there'll be public notice given as to when the launch is going to occur. But there will be two launches this summer.
The Missile Defense Agency conducted a successful test over the Pacific 2 weeks ago. Admiral Searing says it was set up to replicate the scenario of a North Korean launch at the U.S. But for the test, everything was moved a few thousand miles south, so the interceptor was launched from California instead of Alaska's Fort Greely.